The Truth News Network. Cities burning, politicians fanning the flames, Hell's Angels moving in to keep order. The world is upside down, and you need a hero. This is a job for Dan Newman.
I'm Dan Newman. I accept the task. The role of our visit today is to make you think, and we're going to do that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, and welcome to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman, and let's get right to business, won't we? Has the thought crossed your mind, even just for a moment? What happens if Trump loses in November? I'm going to give you the answer. It'll be called the Great Reset. Now, let me ask you this. How would you respond if I asked you, is your world one of questions without answers, fear without peace, anger without resolution, and unknowns with no way to know them? If I asked that to most Americans today, they'd nod their heads in affirmation. I got to be honest, I feel that way. What's strangest of all is beginning in January of 2017, all such concerns disappeared for most of us. Why? Well, because newly inaugurated President Donald Trump had begun fixing many things in the U.S. at once that we didn't even know were broken. And even with all those roadblocks he faced, he was successful at turning around our economy in dramatic fashion. He reduced unemployment to never-before-seen low levels and subsequently increased employment to levels never-before-seen. Additionally, he brought trillions of dollars of manufacturing back to the United States. He supervised the U.S. becoming energy independent and Earth's largest producer of oil and gas. He passed a comprehensive criminal reform bill and gave Americans individually and even companies tremendous tax cuts. All of this he accomplished while watching federal revenues climb to unheard-of levels in just 3 years, even with those massive tax cuts. Honestly, things were pretty darn good until February of this year. They were good even in spite of his impeachment by the House of Representatives. Enter our lives, coronavirus, and the slide down the tunnel of uh-oh began. We haven't even stopped sliding as of the end of June. But never worry, the likes of John Kerry and Al Gore, you remember those guys? They have a plan to fix it all, fix everything. Global warming, coronavirus, national debt, cultural and religious differences, all wrapped in a contrived economy that we in the U.S. will find it no longer to be our concern. I forgot. While we're doing all that, we've got to ante up a global government the trillions of dollars necessary to prop up this pipe dream. What? You haven't heard about the Great Reset? Although you're probably not real familiar with it, it could be well on its way. If the World Economic Forum, called the WEF, and a bunch of other powerful global organizations have their way, and trust me, the Great Reset is gaining traction faster than a middle school fashion fad. And this is not a good thing. In case you don't take my word for it, I'm fine with that. Allow me to introduce the architect of this Great Reset, World Economic Forum founder and executive chairman Klaus Schwab. A Great Reset is necessary to build a new social contract that honors the dignity of every human being, Schwab recently announced. Yes, Mr. Schwab wants out with the social contract and in with the new contract. But what would Schwab's new social contract look like? Well, according to him, the global health crisis has laid bare the unsustainability of our old system in terms of social cohesion, the lack of equal opportunities, and inclusiveness. Nor can we turn our backs on the evils of racism and discrimination. We need to build into this new social contract our intergenerational responsibility to ensure that we live up to the expectations of young people. What the heck does any of that mean? As if his description there wasn't enough to make you do a double take, Consider this statement from Mr. Schwab. This global pandemic has also demonstrated again how interconnected we all are. We must restore a functioning system of smart global cooperation structured to address the challenges of the next 50 years. The Great Reset will require us to integrate all stakeholders of global society into a community of common interest, common purpose, and common actions. I don't know about you, but when I hear phrases like integrate all stakeholders of global society into a community of common interest, purpose, and action, my internal alarm bells ring louder than Big Ben over there in London. In reality, folks, the Great Reset is just another attempt to form a global government. And a global government is a farce. Think about this. There are 195 sovereign countries on Earth. It is laughable, not believable at all, to expect that 195 countries, accounting for more than 7 billion people, would ever agree to this Great Reset. The world is full of nations with vastly different cultures, political philosophies, social economic systems, and much, much more. That's what makes countries individual countries, their differences. Have we not learned over the past few centuries that these countries would rather govern themselves than be under the thumb of a faraway, big, unresponsive dragon of a government? Have we not learned that local government, which is closest to the people, by the way, and most responsive to their needs and unique circumstances, is vastly superior to one of those far-off, out-of-touch, bloated worldwide governing bodies? The Great Reset, if ever enacted, would turn back the clock to the pre-Enlightenment era of the last century, to a time when individual freedom was more a wish than reality, and elites like Klaus Schwab were unquestioned because they know better. The Enlightenment changed the world for the better. The Great Reset would set the world back centuries and thus should be resisted at all costs. So understand this today. None of the noise during this year that turned into chaos and then morphed into an impeachment, then a pandemic, and now social and racial protest and riots, none of that was accidental. Oh, Dan, that's just another conspiracy theory. Don't go there. Well, if you said that, at least in your head to me, rethink it, folks. There are too many moving pieces that have been craftily and carefully placed in their appropriate places at the exact time necessary to keep the fires of destruction burning brightly for this to be just another strange coincidence. If something looks too real to be unreal, you can always bet it's real. This one, folks, is real. The idea of a global government has been the dream of a group of world elitist individuals and governments for centuries. This is nothing new. Their thought in hypothesizing this has always been, and I'm quoting here, with just one government, one economy, one set of laws and rules, the world would move smoother, simpler, quicker than it ever would with 195 different countries, people, and governments each trying to function all by themselves. Poor people. One entity is the best solution for every ill for every person on earth. Of course, all who believe that think they are the individual and they're part of the group that is best suited to operate such a global government. Here in the U.S., we heard the whispers before Obama's election that he was to be the globalist that would be anointed to lead such a transition to a globalist society. You remember how he pandered to the big names in Europe and the Middle East? That should have been a clue that something like that was being planned. And then John Kerry and Al Gore jumped onto the bandwagon and became Obama's messengers to folks like the Rothschilds of France and Switzerland, Prince Charles in the UK, and the others who get together each January in Davos, Switzerland to plot their path and the path for you and me and every other human. Their specific plans? Well, they include a one-world currency, one-world economy, climate change, a worldwide single military, and a globalized education system. Taxation would be handled from the top down, and it would include every nation and every person in every nation. Every aspect of life in America as we know it would be obliterated. That would be necessary to make all this happen. Many feel that the massive amount of government debt for every nation would stop this. It wouldn't work. They could not implement this type of a model. Others think, and I got to be honest, I fall into this category, the closer of this deal to make such a reset happen would be if they, whoever they are, would offer each nation the cancellation of their entire national debts if they participate in such a platform of one global government. Now, I probably spoiled your breakfast this morning. And if you haven't said your morning prayers, you probably need to throw a little more in there after this. And I didn't mean to upset any of you. I've just got to get you to think. Know this. This coming January, regardless of who is in residence in the White House, global elites by the thousands will board their private jets from every quarter on the globe to make their way once again to Davos, Switzerland, to drink, brag, and pontificate about all that's best for the world and who should pull it all together as the leaders of such a utopia. They've had this same conversation numerous times over several centuries, folks. But the stars have never aligned so to facilitate such a radical and necessarily universal transition by so many countries at one time. I can't imagine even trying to get Xi Jinping of China on the same page as Prince Charles of the UK, let alone Kim Jong-un with Japan's president, to agree on some type of unified entity for Japan and the Korean Peninsula. That ain't gonna happen. Not in this world right now. Does this massive autocratic globalist wannabes think they could possibly pull this off? They very well might be successful, folks, if this one thing happens. It can never occur. It will never occur with Donald Trump at the helm of the United States. And you know what? These globalists all know that. Why do you think there's such a concerted effort on every front to discredit him, his policies, his considerable achievements for the American people, and his plans for even greater achievements in the second Trump term? Can you imagine how they cringe when he says, America first? That's the antithesis to their utopian dream. They must remove Donald Trump from office to allow any possible transition to a globalist structure to even begin. Now, I'm not going to waste your time to start naming more names. Just imagine for a moment if something like this was really happening. Who in power in the United States would be the likeliest of individuals to fight so hard to remove Donald Trump? Every person that comes to your mind, honestly, is probably a part of it. And there are certainly just as many, again, who are foaming to dump this president who has done little but rain on their parade. Obama, well, he was out there to lay the groundwork, if nothing more. And then Hillary was to move it forward and transition. Who, oh who, was to take the torch from Hillary? We're probably never going to know. Because Donald Trump destroyed that grand scheme by defeating Hillary Clinton. Am I certain of all this? Well, there are few things involving our government of which I am certain. And this, just as I have poured it out to you, I can't honestly say I'm absolutely certain of every piece of this plan, but what I am certain of is that such a utopian worldwide concept has long been just a dream, and that there are thousands of very powerful, very wealthy, very politically connected individuals. At this time, they certainly feel they can make this happen. Meanwhile, we lowly plebs will be forced to stand on the sidelines, hope and pray for our nation, and trust God to thwart the evil schemes of these evil people and to keep America great. There you go, folks. That's it. It's wrapped. Nice, pretty paper with a bow on it. That's my heart. That's where my brain is. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you know what you need to do? You need to take all of this, swallow it, put it in your mind, put it in your heart, digest it, and find the truth in there. There's some. I'm not saying it's all real. I'm a thinker. You know that. I'm a researcher. I don't trust a lot of people in government, and I think through things that they tell us and things they say. And there's just too much going on at exactly the best time to mess things up for this administration, for this just to be happenstance. What could be their end game? It's got to be to feed their dream of centuries for one world government to control us all. That's going to do it this morning here at Truth News Network. Don't forget, at 9 a.m. Central, we go live on truthnewsnet.org for 2 hours. Our conservative radio talk show includes you. This morning, by the way, we're going to visit with Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson. That on the heels of the horrible Supreme Court overturn of that Louisiana law, that abortion law, that Mike Johnson didn't write, but he defended it several years ago in a federal appeal. He'll be here this morning during the show to talk with us live about that and a couple of other things. So you don't want to miss the show. How do you get there? Go to the top of this webpage, and you'll see a blue horizontal banner that says click to listen live or listen live here between 9 and 11. You just click on that. It'll bring you right to the show at 9 o'clock. We're on live. We'll be talking to you. If you want to call in toll-free during that 2 hours, feel free to do so. We'd love to get your thoughts and ideas, maybe answer some questions. And we might be able to grab Mike Johnson while he's on the air to answer a question for a couple of you, too. We'll see you then, and if you can't make it, we'll be back tomorrow morning right here where we are every day. Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody. Have a great day.
When a word to the wise is sufficient, you've come to the right place. TNN, the Truth News Network.